buzzed up before you.
Check, check, check.
All right, there's a number of announcements this morning. First of all, mowing. Everybody knows about mowing. You've seen the grass out there. The grass is deadly. It gets tall, 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 taller than me even. So we need a mower for the first week of September. You can volunteer in the back. There's a sign-up sheet. You can also see John Kuhn if John's in here right now. You can also see John for honey because apparently the bees have been busy. Note from it's actually in your bulletin. LCUUC is hosting an Introduction to Nonviolent Communication workshop on Saturday, September 24th. NVC, you can start winging that around, good acronym, or Compassionate Communication, as it is sometimes called, is a way to communicate that is completely in line with UU principles. Please see the info about the workshop in your order of service and consider signing up to attend today. And if you have any questions, please see Carrie Duma. There will be no formal religious education class today. Children are invited to stay in the service. The nursery will have supervised activities for any younger children who are not able to stay in the service, and I'm going to extend that to adults as well, although I don't know that the nursery is prepared for you, so maybe you just go to the social hall. Although we will not be passing the microphone to share any joys and concerns allowed in the service today, so we can have more time for readings and songs, you are welcome at any time to come forward in the service and silently light a candle up here. I lit one for David Bowie and Prince this morning. Not that they were folk musicians, but that they were musicians. And although we will not be passing the basket during the service today, you are welcome to join in the support of the community by placing donations in the basket at the door as you leave today or dropping off any donations directly in the lockbox on the desk in the church office. We thank you for the gifts given and received for the work of this community. It keeps our air conditioning going, which you can tell is working quite nicely today. Special thanks to Greg Valdi and for all those who helped organize the service and to all the participants who are sharing and reading stories and music with us today. And then today's order of service highlights other upcoming church activities and events. I encourage everybody to join in. You're welcome to join in with any of them. To stay current on events in a more real-time way, check out the webpage at lcuuc.org and follow us on Facebook. Please take a moment at this point in time to silence all electronics, not you musicians, you can keep the power up, as we begin our service today. So thank you for joining with us. It's coming.
Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, hear music in the air. I really do believe there's joy somewhere. Up above my head, I hear singing everywhere. Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear singing everywhere. Up above my head, hear singing everywhere. I really do believe there's joy somewhere. All in this church,
all in this church,
there's music in the air. All in this church, there's music in the air. All in this church, there's music in the air.
I really do believe there's joy somewhere.
Hallelujah, brothers, sisters. Can we get an amen out there? This is audience participation. You don't just get to sit there today like Presbyterians. Suck it, Brother Tim. up above my head. I hear music everywhere. Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music everywhere. Up above my head. I hear music everywhere. I really do believe, really do believe there's joy somewhere. I really do believe there's joy somewhere. I really do believe there's joy somewhere.
Perhaps you only sing in the shower, or in your car, or when a certain song comes on the radio. Perhaps a parent would sing you to sleep, or perhaps you can't sing at all. Perhaps you are never singing. Then these words from John Cage's 1949 lecture on nothing are for you. A lady from Texas said, "I live in Texas. We have no music in Texas." The reason they've no music in Texas is because they have recordings in Texas. Remove the records from Texas, and someone will learn to sing. Everybody has a song which is no song at all. It is a process of singing. And when you sing, you are where you are. Please take a moment to say hello or introduce yourself to the people around you this morning. May the flame of this chalice be ever kindled by the music of our lives. Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we work to put the bomp in the bomp de bomp de bomp, the dip in the dip de dip, the ram in the ram-a-lama ding dong, as well as to bring other forms of hope to a world that is often lyrically challenged. My name is Paul Fackler, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. No matter who you are or where you come from, you are welcome here. We welcome those in sandals and blue suede shoes, those who have put on their red shoes to dance the blues, and those in their boots that are made for walking. Yeah, walking's what they'll do. But we offer many roads and paths to walk on, so they don't have to walk all over you or anybody else. We welcome those in bare feet or go-go boots, pumped up kicks or canvas keds, Doc Martens, Mary Janes or Buster Browns, espadrilles and brogues, mucklucks and moccasins, with or without diamonds on the soles of your shoes. We welcome those with no shoes. As a UUA recognized welcoming congregation, we welcome and affirm all people, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, asexual, regardless of who you love or what pronouns you use. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in our social hall after the service, and while you're there, learn more about our church and this community. We are so pleased you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us.
Well, let me add a second welcome. Welcome to our fifth annual Folk Music as Spiritual Practice service. I think it's fifth annual. I really don't know. It could be four, could be six. I just make this stuff up. So for those who have not, my name is Greg Valdi, and I help to organize this service. And if you haven't been to this before, This started out with the idea that we didn't have services in the summertime. We just thought we'd get people together to play and sing along and have a nice folk music service. But subsequently, we've added a bunch of other elements, and we've invited people who are writers or poets, or I'm still waiting for someone to do an interpretive dance or one-act play or something. This is by way of introduction to say this is your 12-month warning that if you have some creativity burning within you, Paul, for example, his creative writing is tremendous, and I enjoy every time he does the announcements. Who can imagine going to a church and looking forward to the announcements and the welcome? But I do. So, and Paul will also be doing some comedy throughout the service, especially if the musicians move slowly to kind of keep things moving along. And I like to say that if I was Pope, that comedy and sex would be sacraments. So I do consider comedy a spiritual practice. So for those of you who think that's completely inappropriate, go back to the Presbyterians. I have nothing against Presbyterians. It's just the example I chose for today. So this service is called Of the People, By the People, and For the People, meaning it's members of the church who are playing songs they care about and instruments they care about and poems that they wrote or that they care about. And we're hoping more of you will join us next year. And I particularly love this service because it's a chance. It's hard to get to know each other when you're sitting out there and when I'm sitting out there. So I hope the more folks we can get up here, the more we learn about each other and our ways of expressing ourselves through our creativity and our writing and our music and someday interpretive dance. But I'm Norwegian, it won't be me. So without further ado, who is more of the original folky than Doug Estee?
As a public service announcement, I forgot to add, this service may contain some banjo playing, so.
And of course, there's the dichotomy of a folky carrying his music on an iPad. Also, this is my son Mike Estee, who I didn't include him in the program, so I do apologize to him.
Ready? Three. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. Across the bridge at Selma you came marching side by side. In your eyes a new world on the way. Hope was in your heart and justice could not be denied. You sang, we shall overcome someday. God knows the courage you possess. And Isaiah said it best. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. Marching round the White House, marching round the Pentagon, marching round the mighty missile plan, speaking truth to power, singing peace in Babylon, asking us why not give peace a chance. God knows the courage you possess, and Isaiah said it best. How beautiful upon the mountain are the steps of those who walk in peace. How beautiful upon the mountain friends who have joined you on this road look to you with power in your eyes. Now you know the torch has passed as they pick up the load. Now you know their eyes are on the prize. God knows the courage they possess, and Isaiah said it best.
Well, I just want to practice something while we're waiting for Tim. Come on up and get set. You know, this is folk music, but I wanted it to sound like classical music. And so classical music is different in that nobody's sure when classical music ends because it's got those silent parts. So what I want is some people in the back to tentatively just start clapping very, very gently, like maybe it's over, maybe it's ready for me. And then slowly for it to move forward in the audience. So let's try that. So Carrie, can you sort of like, I think it's over. And okay, and then a little more forward. A little more. Yeah. So that's what a classical audience sounds like.
Morning. I told Greg I had a couple of short poems related to music. They're not particularly uplifting, but first one is entitled Practice. His small hands make mistakes I want to cradle. Instead, I raise my voice, claiming to instruct. I stand over him as he shouts at me, pounding the keys, with senseless abandon, finally crying. I become the child I was, struggling with the discipline. I search his face behind me, raising his voice, pointing to my mistakes. We do it over. And this one is entitled Breakdown. Like a guitar string cranked back and forth, once too often from G to A, from straight to open tuning, curving slowly up to reach the pitch, releasing a single whine before she snapped, flailing randomly her ends, stabbing briefly, then shimmering the twang of her metallic, misguided, unattached quiver, crying in a vacuumed room.
Thank you, Tim. And next up, we have Dan and Jenny. Do you guys have a band name?
Well, yeah, Muldoon.
Sorry, what?
Muldoon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we put it on the first syllable?
We're just Dan and Jenny.
Yeah. Okay, Dan and Jenny. So next up, Dan and Jenny, possibly Muldoon, but you can't tell for sure.
Hello, sound guy. Mr. Tim up there. She's the lead singer, so
hi.
Just make sure
I'm Jenny.
Yeah, it's Jenny. I'm Dan. And just make sure that as you're adjusting that we can hear her over my mumblings. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll back up a bit.
This one is called Plastic Jesus.
Long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Comes in colors pink and pleasant, glows in the dark 'cause it's iridescent. Take with me when we travel far. Get yourself a sweet Madonna dressed in rhinestones, sitting on a pedestal of abalone shell. Going 90, I ain't scared, 'cause I got the Virgin Mary assuring me that I won't go to hell. Going 90, I ain't scared, 'cause I got the Virgin Mary assuring me that I won't go to hell. I'm in the backseat singing, Jesus is up there grinning, sitting on the dashboard of my car. Green, white, or yellow, I don't care, 'cause he's my fella sitting on the dashboard of my car. Thank you.
I was first introduced to that song in the movie Cool Hand Luke, if you remember. He sings it with a banjo, so love the song, love the message. Great song. This we're gonna do one more. This is an original. It's called Wishes. You guys can hear the guitar, okay? Yeah, okay.
I wish for your happiness, I wish for your happiness. You could spend your days with me, you could spend your days free. But a wish can only last so long, a wish can only last so long. Happiness is also mine. I pray, pray for true justice. I pray for true justice. You can spend your days in peace, free from hate and prejudice. I hope, hope for equality, social, racial, spiritual integrity. You can spend your days in peace, free from hate and prejudice. I wish for your happiness, hope and pray for your happiness. You can spend your days with me, you can spend your days free.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan and Jenny. So, I just want to make sure, do you all respect the banjo? Absolutely? Okay, because occasionally we've done banjo jokes, and they're pretty mean overall. But oddly, we have a number of people who play the banjo right here in this community. So everybody who can play the banjo, owns a banjo, could you please raise your hands?
Higher,
come on. Okay, so this is not meant to be exclusionary. It's because we all hear the banjo a lot, and the banjo is loved. The banjo is just loved. So make sure you let the banjo players feel the love. But what's the difference between a chainsaw and a banjo? Nothing. A chainsaw can be tuned. That is correct. There's two correct answers. So thank you. But still, respect the banjo. Love the banjo. We'll be hearing more banjo. It's just a weird Wisconsin law that I have to notify you beforehand that there may be banjo playing. So I have a couple of poems. The first one is one I wrote quite a long time ago, in the 1980s, probably. In the Reagan era, Cold War was still going on. It seems like it always works well, regardless if there's politics going on, which there always seem to be politics going on. And for some reason, I really loved numbered sections to my poems at this time. So there's actually sort of more numbers than there is poem to the poem. But this is called Danger Games. Number one, I'll teach you a game. It goes like this. I'll only lie to you. We've already begun. Number two, tell me you love me. Number three, at the door is a box, in the box is another box and a key. The key unlocks the second box. In the box is a button and a short message. By pushing this button, you will rid the world of an entirely useless person, someone you don't know and have never met. You will receive $1,000 if you push the button. Number four, the president answers the red phone. It is a wrong number. Number five, two men sit in a small room. They each have keys. By placing the keys in their locks and turning them simultaneously, a button will be unlocked. There is no message with the button, but they know that by pushing it, they will rid the world of many useless people. They have made a career of waiting. Their consciences do not bother them when they cash their paychecks, even on Valentine's Day when the ink is red. The president has signed their checks. Number six, I would never lie to you. Number seven, the president answers the red phone. It is his wife. Tell me you love me, she says. Number eight, a group of men sit at a round table. We are all equal, they say. They sign their names to a little piece of paper that says, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. None of them has read the story of King Arthur. Nine, there are 52 cards in a deck. Five are in your hand. I raise you $1,000. 10. It is commonly known that two semi-intelligent people can play tic-tac-toe for years without either of them winning a game. Statistics, however, show that one of them will eventually become careless and lose. 11. People who lose at tic-tac-toe are, by all definitions, useless. 12. The president makes a call on the red phone. The line is busy. 13. In chemistry, you learn that hot glass looks exactly like cold glass. In politics, you learn that live microphones are louder than dead ones. 14. Let the man who has never lost at tic-tac-toe throw the first stone. 15. In a strange coincidence, the president and the chairman both uttered the words, tell me you love me, simultaneously, immediately saying jinx as well. Now neither can talk to the other till the other says his name. 16. Now I'm telling the truth. 17. On a barren stretch of highway, a payphone rings and is answered by a man. It is a collect call from a foreign country. He accepts the charges. The voice on the line says, I would never push the button, and hangs up. Total cost of the call? $5.43. Interestingly, the man takes a $1,000 check out of his pocket made out to cash and rips it up. Net savings, $994.57. 18. Occasionally one sees a Western where the two cowboys face off at high noon and both shoot each other. 19. I love you. I'm not saying this because you asked. 20. The president places a call on the red phone. Push the button, he says. His high-speed computer has told him that if the men push the button, he will no longer have to pay them. The men reply that they will push the button when they get their money. The check's in the mail, the president says. 21. It is better that all the useless people in the world die than that the government should write bad checks. 22. If all the people who had ever lost at tic-tac-toe were lined up and killed, there would always be an empty seat on the bus or train at rush hour. Unfortunately, it is doubtful that there would be a driver. 23. Though there is nothing so absurd that a philosopher hasn't said it, it remains indisputably true that there is nothing so absurd that a politician hasn't done it and convinced others to do it too. 24. Both John Stuart Mill and Caiaphas were great in economics. However, neither ever learned to distinguish a human being from a dollar bill. 25. The government's high-speed computer is not named Caiaphas. This is not the only thing they have misnamed. 26. Murphy states you can't win, you can't lose, you can't even quit the game. Murphy never played tic-tac-toe. 27. It is possible to create a game that can never be won, and that you can't quit, and that you play even when you don't know that you are playing. 28. The alcoholic is not the only person who says, I can quit any time I like. 29. Quitters never win. Winners will eventually quit. In logical terms, this presents a paradox. In real life, it means you can lose even when you're not playing the game. 30. I'll quit playing if you quit playing. This next poem is called Anagrammer. So this is by Peter Pereira. And for those of you who don't remember or haven't heard what an anagram is made by taking the letters of one word or phrase and mixing them up or remixing them to make another word or phrase. So the poem has a series of anagrams in it that are presented. Anagrammer. If you believe in the magic of language, then Elvis really lives. And Princess Diana foretold, I end as car spin. If you believe the letters themselves contain a power within them, then you understand what makes outside tedious, how desperation becomes a rope ends it. The circular logic that allows senator to become treason and treason to become atoners. That 11 plus 2 is 12 plus 1, and an admirer is also married. That if you could just rearrange things the right way, you'd find your true life, the right path, the answer to your questions. You'd understand how the Titanic turns into that ice tin, and debit card becomes bad credit. How listen is the same as silent, and not one letter separates stained from sainted. And one last poem. This is called Bedecked. It's by Victoria Riddell. Tell me it's wrong, the scarlet nails my son sports, or the toy store rings he clusters, four jewels to each finger. He's bedecked. I see the other mothers looking at the star choker, the rhinestone strand he fastens over a sock. Sometimes I help him find sparkle clip-ons when he says sticker earrings look too fake. Then tell me, Tell me I should teach him it's wrong to love the glitter, that a boy's only a boy who'd love a truck with a remote that revs, batteries slamming into corners, or Hot Wheels loop-de-looping off tracks into the tub. Then tell me it's fine, really, maybe even a good thing, a boy who's got some girl to him. And I'm right for the days he wears a pink shirt on the seesaw in the park. Tell me what you need to tell me, but keep far away from my son, who still loves a beautiful thing, not for what it means, this way or that, but for the way facets set off prisms, and prisms spin up everywhere, and from his own jeweled body, he casts rainbows, made every shining true color. Now try to tell me, man or woman, your heart was ever once this brave. Thank you. Next up, we have our UU Ukes. All right, I'm not actually, do you guys have a band name?
Le Kooks with Ukes.
Le Kooks with Ukes.
Okay, so we are Le Kooks with Ukes. We've been playing together for a few years now. We're also part of the Lake Country Ukulele Club, and Crystal is a member of that, and she's graciously agreed to play with us. Also plays with us during the week. We have a blast. Anybody that wants to come, have a hysterical week party every week, you're welcome to join us, whether you play or not. We've chosen a couple of songs this morning that are familiar to you, but what I didn't realize is that they have not been with us just for decades. They've been with us for generations. And we're playing Wade in the Water, which was, as most of you know, a code song for the Underground Railroad that helped the slaves and the Southern blacks come up to the North. We're also going to be playing Midnight Special, which, in fact, goes back to its first publication in 1905. So in the spirit of social justice, it is fitting that we acknowledge that these tunes that were made popular by white artists in our time actually come from an origin of struggle and suffering and the determination of the human spirit. You're welcome to sing along.
Thank you.
1905, and was made popular by the 12-string folk guitar singer Lead Belly. Some of you may be familiar with him. He, in fact, added some of his own verses. This speaks about the chain gangs and the prison conditions in the South, mostly Texas and Louisiana. He's added some of his own verses, and he was so popular that he, in fact, for a murder sentence, convinced the governor to turn him loose. So he's added some of his own verses here, and we're going to sing the Creedence Clearwater interpretation of this that most of you will know.
Is it too late to request Stairway to Heaven?
If you haven't looked at it already, this is your chance to look at the quote on the order of service. Today's quote is, and this has been attributed to a lot of different people, but according to my reading, it's not from Mozart, and it's not from Bob Dylan. It's an old Zen proverb from way back in the day. And the quote is, it's the silence between the notes that makes the music, which I've had a lot of trouble teaching to a lot of bandmates over the years who never want to pause. So this is, which is my way of inviting you to join me in a period of silence after I read a short poem. Then I'm going to invite you to sit for 2 minutes. If you'd like to close your eyes, feel free to close your eyes. If you'd like to focus on your breath, feel free to focus on your breath. If you'd like to daydream about your chores, that is your choice as well. But it will be 2 minutes, which seems like a long time to some people. But I know we have a lot of meditators in the church. The poem is called Sitting Still. I suspect I will never become a Zen master, nor will I find my way to be happy every day. But I can take one slow breath, one deep cleansing breath, and smile to my imperfection. I can have one moment of calm abiding and be grateful. I could take one slow breath right now, and then I might take another, and another, and perhaps another. My understanding is that Ken and Mayor had a gas leak this morning and they're not going to make it to share their song. For what it's worth. Oh wait, Dave's going to play For What It's Worth.
I was just going to say, we would light a candle for, you know, to I was a concern about a gas leak, but you're not supposed to do that, so we're not going to light a candle for that. And although they're not here to play the notes, you can hear the silences between the notes right now. That was them. Over to Dave.
So I thought I'd play For What It's Worth by Stephen Stills. I guess it's not technically a folk song, but recorded with Buffalo Springfield, folk rock. It's close enough, right? So... It's thought of as a protest song. It's written as such, and it kind of fits the folk tradition in that it reflects on actual events. But kind of what drew me to play this today is the fact that every story has two sides, often more than that. And really, neither side of the story get to the whole truth, probably. Issues are more complex than that. And in doing a little research, I found that Stephen Stills was actually pretty ambivalent about the whole protest movement and that sort of thing. And he decided that once that song was recorded, he wasn't going to write any more protest songs. I chose to sing this. It speaks to some current events that are happening in our lives today. I'm sort of known as a person who kind of sees both sides of the story. And we need to remember, think about things that are going on in our world to bring justice. We need to pay attention to what's going on in our lives. I also like that there's only two chords to this song. I'm going to ask you to join in on the chorus. It's pretty simple. It's a one-liner. What I sing. Let's see. This time we stop, children. What's that sound? You join in. Everybody look what's going down. Try one more time. This time we stop, children, what's that sound?
Everybody look what's going down.
Excellent. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Now I'm telling you, you've got to beware. Oh, it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Paranoia strikes deep into your lives, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. If you hesitate, man comes and blows you away. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Black people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from all sides. It's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the streets, lighting candles and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. Well, we got badges doing their job, holding lines or sitting in their squads, putting their lives on the line, never knowing who'll decide. That now it's their time, and it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, children. What's that sound? We gotta stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, children. What's that sound? We gotta stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
After I get my mic in. My biggest fear going into the wilderness used to be running into wacky people. My husband at the time, his biggest fear was bears coming into the campground. He was so afraid of bears, and he told me this story that he had gone backpacking with 10 people, and he was way out there, and he woke up in the middle of the night to snorting and growling, and then silence. And he waited, and he waited, and eventually he fell asleep. And a couple hours later, he woke up to... And then silence, and silence, and he fell back to sleep. He woke up a little bit later to somebody screaming, "Yo, stop that snoring!" Now, we had gone camping a couple of years after that, and we went into the wilderness area of Vermont. But instead of camping in the wilderness, we decided to take the easy road and go to the state campground. And after driving all the way from Long Island through the traffic on 4th of July weekend and up into Vermont, we arrived to a sign that said, "No vacancy." We had never camped in a campground before. We didn't know you had to make reservations. But I remembered that there was a side road that we could go to. But before we decided to look on the side road, I said, "Let's just go through. We have a little tiny backpack tent. Maybe somebody will let us share their campsite with them." And we go into this campground, and there are RVs, Hummers, off-the-road vehicles. There are boats. There's patio furniture. There's umbrellas. There's barbecue grills. And there's no space for two people in a tent. So we go off to this side road where they said you could camp on the shoulder. And I'm looking at the shoulder of the road, and it's like, here's the road, here's the camp spot. Locals, they get mad at people with New York City license plates. They are going to throw eggs at our tent. They are going to hit us with paintballs. They are going to throw beer cans. And worst case scenario, they might be so drunk they drive off the side of the road into our little tiny tent. So as we're going up and down the road, I finally see a little road off the side of the road, and it goes into a field. And in that field, there is a stone fire ring. And I'm looking, and I go, somebody has camped here recently, so we decide to camp in this field. And we have our dinner, freeze-dried food with hot water. And we pack everything up after we're done, and we stick it in a big plastic bag, and he hoists it up in a tree, because remember, he's afraid of bears. We're sitting. We're just enjoying the stars. It's a beautiful, quiet night until the sound of a vehicle comes approaching on that quiet little road. And then it comes down the path. And then it comes straight towards the fire ring. And its lights are so bright, I feel like I'm blinded. And I put my head down, and I don't want them to read my lips. And I say, "Do you know where the knives are?" He goes, "Yes, in the bear bag in the tree." And I go, "Great. Do we have any water left?" "Yes, put it on the fire. We need to protect ourselves somehow." And out come these two huge men. And all I see is silhouettes and the headlights. "Hello, campers. I'm the local sheriff, blah, 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 from township, blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, great, now we're going to get arrested for parking illegally in somebody's private property and get told to move. "Are you guys okay? You look a little concerned." So I tell him I'm afraid of locals, and he thinks that's kind of funny and strange. And we have a little conversation, and he goes, "Since you're afraid, I just want to let you know we're coming back tomorrow night." And I said, "Okay." So the next night, when they came back, well, first of all, I have to tell you that that night we didn't sleep very much, because every car that came down the road woke me up, because I knew for sure the locals were coming to get us. Every mouse that went through the dry leaf litter woke my husband up, because he thought for sure it was a bear. Now, I don't know about you guys, but in the dark, a mouse can sound like an elephant. So the next night, they pull up into the campground. We're having a nice little chat. And all of a sudden, walkie-talkie goes, "Bear, campground." And they say, "Sorry, folks, we have to leave. We got to go over to the campground where our bear is knocking over all the barbecue sets and causing havoc and cutting down the trash cans." And as soon as they left, because you never tell the police that your husband or anyone is afraid of bears. And the only reason I can say it now is because he's not here. So they go away, and I say, "See, that bear's smart. He knows where the steaks and the hamburgers and the hot dogs are. All we have is freeze-dried food. Now, I'm going to leave you with a little tip in case you go into the wilderness and you want to know what kind of bears are around you. If you look at the scat and you see a lot of blueberries, you're probably in black bear country. But if you look at the scat and you see pepper spray and bells, then you know you're in grizzly country.
Lost Souls is now reforming for a
we're not,
for another song.
We're not reformed, we're orthodox. Anybody here had a tough day? Tough week? Tough year? At any rate.
Ever. Not today, but just ever.
Anyway, this one's for you.
I seen you in a sadness. I seen you when you'd hope to die. I heard you say, hey, it's raining all over the world. What did I tell you? What did I say? When your faith is gone, give it one more day. I seen you when your head is long, face down on the ground. I heard you say you're lost and you couldn't be found. What did I tell you? What did I say? Yeah, when your faith is gone, give it one more day. Next thing you're smiling right back at the sun, blowing right back at the wind, rolling right back at the ocean. There's nothing gonna do you in. Give it one more day. Give it one more day. When your faith is gone, give it one more day. Tell me, what did you say? Yeah, when your faith is gone, give it one more day. Yeah, when your faith is gone, give it one more day. Yeah, when your faith is gone,
Give one more.
Give it one more.
Give it just one more.
Uno más. One more.
All right, no more. Give it one more. We'd like to bring up everybody who knows how to play in the key of G to sing our last sing along. You all know this little light of mine. I used to sing this at YMCA summer camp, so I'll be flashing back to the 9-year-old Greg, just more than 5 years ago. By the way, what do you say at the end of a long drum solo? Thank God. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Building a new world,
building a new world. I'm gonna let it shine. Building a new world. I'm gonna let it shine. Building a new world. I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
The light that shines is the light of love.
Is the light of love. I'm gonna let it shine. Light that shines is the light of love. I'm gonna let it shine. Light that shines is the light of love. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine.
Ain't no gun gonna poof it out.
Ain't nobody gonna poof it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Ain't nobody gonna poof it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Ain't nobody gonna poof it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
First verse again.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Let it shine,
let it shine.
Our closing words are from John Cage, Lecture on Nothing. Pure life expresses itself within and through structure. Each moment is absolute, alive, and significant. Blackbirds rise from a field, making sound delicious beyond compare. I heard them because I accepted the limitations of an arts conference in a Virginia girls' finishing school, which limitations allowed me, quite by accident, to hear the blackbirds as they flew up and overhead. So go out and hear the blackbirds. It's a song composed for you.
We're done. You're supposed to walk out now. Beginning.